Yakitomi. Voice of the web. Luxury. If buying books is a luxury, which it probably is, then the USA is doing far better than the UK, no matter what Cameron says. For the last 6 months, Americans have been buying more of my books every month and Brits fewer. Now, in June 2015, American sales of my books are at an all-time, three-year, high and British sales are at a 12-month low. Other than that, June was pretty poor anyway. Does that ring true with your view of the consumption of luxury goods, whatever you perceive them to be? Since I last said that I was going to send my latest novel to a few agents, I have edited it and re-edited it at least three times, and tomorrow I will be ready to send it off, so please wish me luck. The Jungle Telegraph told my wife today that two Falang Caucasians had been seen walking around the village. I met them this evening, Frank and his son. He's been coming here for about as long as I have lived here, 11 years, and his brother had a house in the village about 20 years ago. I wonder why they didn't just tell Neem that Frank was back over. It's strange here sometimes. The funeral is still ongoing. I love the music and the singing. This one is a special wake, because they seem to have live singers and musicians, not just CDs like most families. It's a luxury do. I have stayed in the pub/shop an hour later for the last four nights, partly out of respect and partly because I love the music and singing. Neem and two of her friends massacred the flowers, bushes and trees in our garden 3 days ago. It is the most brutal form of pruning I've ever seen, and she carries it out every couple of years, as far as I can remember. But today, after only 3 days, there are green shoots and leaves everywhere. Thailand, or at least where we live, is so fertile it's quite unbelievable to a man from South Wales. It's a luxury that we don't enjoy back in Wales. All the best. Owen, please visit my bookshop. Reach thousands of education-minded users daily. Advertise on Yakitomi.